one, two, three. There you go.
Yep. All right, thank you.
We move on to paper seven, which talks about how an entity accounts for service concession arrangement for which the infrastructure is leased and the operator does not provide any construction or upgrade services. At its previous meeting, the committee discussed the issue and decided not to add the issue to its agenda. The committee concluded that the requirements provide an adequate basis to enable an entity to determine how to account for this arrangement. We received three comment letters in response to the tentative agenda decision. The comment letters are reproduced in Appendix B to the paper. Two respondents agree with the committee's technical analysis and conclusions. However, these respondents request some clarifications to the agenda decision and or to IFRIC 12. In addition, one respondent disagrees with the conclusion on the recognition issue. The concerns raised by respondents together with our analysis is presented in paragraph 10 to 20 of the agenda paper. We agree with the committee's conclusion that the requirements in IFRS standards provide an adequate basis to enable the entity to account for this transaction. We do emphasize that if the infrastructure is within the scope of IFRIC 12, the operator does not have the right to control the use of the infrastructure. On the basis of our analysis in paragraph 12 to 14 of the paper, we do not think further clarifications to the agenda decision and or IFRIC 12 are needed. We also recommend finalizing the agenda decision with no substantial changes. The proposed wording for the final agenda decision is outlined in Appendix A. I have only one question for you today, and that is whether you agree with our recommendation to finalize the agenda decision.
Comments? Reactions? Carl?
I agree in general. I also have some sympathy for the comment letter from Actel. And I think, especially the executory and non-executory discussion, and I think a way to address it quickly could be in page 9, the B letter, the second B letter below. Probably the when you say and the infrastructure is made available by the lessor as a trigger to initial recognition, I agree with the comment letter that this is not the only one criteria to recognize to initial recognition under service concession arrangements. I think the wording this specific line is problematic, I think, and probably. Rephrasing it future things to be performed by the grantor, for example, would fit better than this specific statement. I think it's a small ruling here.
I'm not entirely clear on what we could change in here, because that was the conclusion of the committee to say that if you've entered into this arrangement.
Yeah, we could rephrase to, for example, and if the grantor made all his obligations, for example, and it's general under service concession arrangements, it's not happened at once in the beginning of the contract. Grantors are together with the operator for and doing a lot of activities together with the operator for a long time.
Yeah.
So to make the infrastructure available per se is not the only trigger to qualify for initial recognition of the liability.
I mean, in this case, we're just talking about the lease payments per se, and it's just related to this obligation that they have to make these payments to the lessor. So we're looking at more of whether the lessor has performed and not talking about the grantor performing. It's just more about the lessor.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing because we're talking about the lessor, but we are out of lease accounting. It's a bit confusing.
Okay, Tony?
And my sense is that, yeah, I understand you might say that the reference to lessor is confusing, but the obligation here is to that party. Yeah. And once that party has done what it has to do, then there is the obligation that has to be recorded. And I don't, that to me is separate to anything that the grantor might be obliged to do in connection with the service concession. So, and I'm, I, so I, um, so support just going ahead with it as it's drafted.
Bruce?
Thanks, Wayne. I support as it is. The only comment I had was just in the actual agenda decision at the bottom of page 9, we talk a bit about starting to introduce the whole concept of offset. I didn't think we need to put that in. I was just worried that, you know, I always get worried these things are very long to start with, and I just think that, to me, it was obvious if you're going to apply offset, you would have used the requirements in I-32 anyhow. So, small comment, but no objections to it.
Bob?
Supportive of the agenda decision, but two comments on it. One, I previously had raised in previous meetings as to whether, I still think we don't provide enough guidance on how the operator makes the assessment of whether they're obligated or not. But I don't think I've gotten a lot of traction on that. The other is, I think we're a little bit too subtle. So if I understand the model, before I make the assessment, before the operator makes the assessment of whether they're obligated, the first assessment is whether the right of use asset is controlled by the grantor. And we imply that by referring to paragraph 5 and then by inference AG7 and AG8 and IFRIC 12, but the right of use asset may not be the only infrastructure in this arrangement. There might be other where they do control, and so I just would prefer if we specifically refer to the operator before they even get to this next step. They have to assess specifically whether the right of use asset is within the control of the grantor, and therefore part of the infrastructure.
Can I just draw, is it, and maybe I've missed the point, Bob, but in the top of page 9 in the agenda decision,
yes,
we do have a piece that talks, so you've already decided you're within the scope of IFRIC 12, and then we say with respect to recognition and presentation, you know, if it's within the scope of IFRIC 12, the interpretation committee observed that the grantor rather than the operator controls the right to use the, that doesn't address your point.
So as I said, I think it's too subtle.
Okay.
So I'd like to hit people over the head with adding at the top of page 9 that first line at the end of is within the scope of IFRIC 12 and whether the right of use asset is within that arrangement.
Okay. Any objection to that? Hitting people over the head today? Okay, with those changes, any objections? Not appearing, we'll go ahead. Okay. Katrina, you've consulted with the FI people who are coming to the table. And if I'm correct, we're going to start with paper 9, because that finalizes an agenda decision.
Definitely. Yep.